All right, right now, though, very pleased to be joined in studio again. One of the real friends of the show, been in a number of times, Shan from Four Lions. Shan, good morning to you. How are you, mate?
G'day, mate. I consider you a friend as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's reciprocal.
Oh, right? That's good. Okay. Well, let's, before somebody has a little vommy in their throat with their Wheaties after being too nice to each other. Hey, congratulations. The reason we've got you in, you've made the semi-finals of an international songwriting contest, which is just awesome. Tell us about the contest.
Been going about 20 years. It's the biggest songwriting contest in the world. It's got a lot of industry people, from musicians to A&R men to, you know, record label owners, etc., etc. Some of the judges of the industry are U2's producer Steve Lillywhite, Coldplay, Tom Waits.
Wow.
I can't really remember who the label heads of different labels, etc., but it's got a lot of industry credibility.
Yeah, I was about to say that. It obviously is one that people take seriously and people in the industry take seriously, which obviously is very good for budding musicians and songwriters. So tell us about the song. What is the song? I know you're going to play it for us in a minute, but tell us and how it came about.
I was sitting at my kitchen table and was just going through some of our older songs, and was trying to figure out some of the changes in one of these older songs. And this song come to me because it's in the same key of B.
Right.
It's a lot different. It just shows what you can do with songs, as in a couple of variations of different chords, and you can have a totally new song as long as the melody's different. So
yeah,
it's got a lot of elements of this other song that I was trying to figure out, yet it sounds totally different.
Wow. So I was going to ask you, does a melody or something just pop into your head? How does it work?
I think, you know, and this is getting all mystical now, yeah, but I just think songs find you. Like, I obviously spend a lot of time writing songs, but I can have a period, like I know Four Lions' latest album, there was one Saturday that I wrote three of the songs on the album in one day.
Wow.
And that was just song after song after song. Mm. And in this instance, it just found me. And then all of a sudden I just started singing a melody. I usually just say random words,
yep,
and then you end up finding a melody that way, and then you start, you know, lyrically you write something substantial later on, but yep, just mumbling a melody, get my iPhone out, press record, and then it's just all these refining demos. Like, it takes about, you know, maybe 10 demos before you get it to the point that it's completed to then present to the band.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Spoke to Shane Howard from Goanna, and he talked about the mystery of the songs and where they come from. And the other one that I thought was fantastic was Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd. I saw a piece with him picking up each of his guitars, and he would say, this guitar gave me Another Brick in the Wall, and this one gave me... So it was almost, to him, very similar in terms of the mysticism of it, that the instrument would almost give him the songs once he had it in his hand. It's quite fascinating, isn't it?
I tend to write on acoustic just because it's I don't have to plug an amp in and things like that. But if I was Dave Gilmour and I had this lovely studio like David, no doubt I'd go, all right, I'm going to use that amp and that guitar and, you know.
So the song, subject matter, what is it, love song?
It is love. It is a, let's say it's a reverse love song.
Oh, okay. So, right. Oh, geez, I might have influenced this one.
No. It's not about you, Robbo. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's all about you, Shan. All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here is Shan from Four Lions. The name of the song is?
Feel So Right.
Feel So Right, live at Gold Central Victoria. Over to you.
Overhead, Laying beside you is like heaven sent, and it feels so right. Our life sentence, if no love is a crime, and it feels so right. Not in the games, one roll the dice. New scars under our fallen skies. Stainless through these hollow eyes, and it feels so right. Our life sentence, if no love is a crime, and it feels so right. Not in the games won. I'm sorry I lost us. Should I've grabbed your hand once rudderless in the front seat? I can't listen. It's a shame about Ray, more a shame about us.
That is fantastic. Honestly, mate, awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really, really good. So what happens from here?
I think the finals are being announced, finalists are being announced within the month.
Mm-hmm.
So this song was one of 21,000 entries that got through to the semis. It's just a waiting game. Hopefully it makes the finals and something happens and, you know, people learn more about our band Four Lines, and hopefully I get to do some co-writing with other artists as well.
So. Yeah, that would be one of the real aims, I guess. So, yeah. Mate, that is awesome. Shan, congratulations. Genuinely mean that from the heart. Just wonderful stuff.
Thanks,
and we
Robert.
Wish you every success. Please keep us posted.
Will do.
All right. Shan from Four Lions. International Songwriting Semi-Finals.